Our scripture reading is Hebrews chapter 11, verses 17 to 28. You'll find it on page 1284 in their Pew Bible. I would invite you to join us tonight for our evening worship service, which tonight will be a Lessons and Carols service, in which the elders of our church will read from the Gospels of Matthew and Luke the biblical story of the birth of the Lord Jesus. There could hardly be a better and more joyful way to prepare for Christmas. So I hope you'll join us at 6 p.m. tonight, where our scripture reading will be the story of the birth of our Savior. Now here we continue in the book of Hebrews in what is the Hall of the Heroes of Faith, Hebrews chapter 11. And I would just point out, as we go here from Abraham to Moses, we're going to cover about 650 years-ish, 700 years perhaps, and we're going to see one generation after another who trusted God, and in one way or another, the thing that they're cited for is going to point to Jesus Christ. It's an expression. It's not just that they were trusting God in a vague way. They were trusting God to fulfill the promises that would come in the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we gather here today looking back on that to which they look forward. The very climax of God's salvation was the sending of his Son into the world. They were living in faith and hope in him. They were a beleaguered people. It was of the people of God in those days that Isaiah the prophet later wrote, "A people living in the land of darkness, on them a light has shined." I think it's also very nice that the first and last verse that I will read are explicit references to that work for which Jesus was born. As we get excited about Christmas and all the sentimental scenes of the baby born in the manger, we're reminded here that he was born to die. The first thing we see is Abraham offering up Isaac, a picture of the atoning sacrifice of Jesus for our sins. And then in verse 28, Israel will keep the Passover. It is by the blood of the Lamb that the wrath of God passes over our sins. This was the gift that came to us in Christmas. Well, with these things being said, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 17 of Hebrews 11. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was in the act of offering up his only son, of whom it was said, "Through Isaac shall your offspring be named." He considered that God was able even to raise him from the dead, from which, figuratively speaking, he did receive him back. By faith, Isaac invoked future blessings on Jacob and Esau. By faith, Jacob, when dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph, bowing in worship over the head of his staff. By faith, Joseph, at the end of his life, made mention of the exodus of the Israelites and gave directions concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw that the child was beautiful and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking forward to the reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not being afraid of the anger of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and sprinkled the blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn might not touch them. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.